And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 27th of November, 2024. Today is the first day of the British National Tree Week. The beginnings of National Tree Week date back to 1973, when two British parliamentarians launched a campaign to raise awareness about the threat of Dutch elm disease, which was killing a substantial number of trees across the United Kingdom. Dutch elm disease hinders trees from efficiently absorbing water, so this was considered a major concern. The celebrations were initially called Plant a Tree in 73 and called upon communities across the country to plant as many trees as they could throughout the year. National Tree Week begins at the tail end of November, as it is the beginning of winter, and trees are recommended to be planted during this period before the cold sets in. Trees have a critical role in the natural ecosystems that cannot be overstated. They are often referred to as the lungs of the earth. They absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen, which is essential for all life. But their contributions go far beyond this. Trees play a vital role in maintaining biodiversity by providing habitats and food for a myriad of wildlife species. From birds to insects, small mammals to fungi, a single mature tree can support an entire ecosystem. Trees also stabilize soil, prevent erosion, and regulate water cycles, proving invaluable in the face of increasing climate challenges. For us, trees also offer beauty, tranquility, and a connection to the natural world that can boost mental well-being and reduce stress. From iconic oaks to delicate willows, each tree species offers something unique. Whether we're celebrating their leafing and blossoming in the spring, enjoying their shade on a hot summer day, marveling at their autumnal transformation, or wondering at their striking naked beauty in the winter, trees are a constant source of beauty and inspiration. How do trees take care of themselves in the colder months? Trees have a complex system of changes that occur as the seasons change. For example, trees notice that the days are getting darker in the fall, which signals that it's time to prepare for winter. They stop making new leaves and chlorophyll. Trees prepare for winter by entering a dormant state and making a number of cellular and structural changes. Slowing metabolism. Trees reduce their growth rate and internal processes to conserve energy and sugar. Storing nutrients. Deciduous trees move nutrients from their leaves to their roots for storage. Changing cell structure. Trees harden their cells through dehydration, shrinkage, and increased sugar concentration. This process makes the cells more glass-like and resistant to freezing. Thickening fluids. Trees convert starch into sugars, which act as a natural antifreeze. Changing membranes. Trees make their cell membranes more pliable, which allows water to move out of the cells and into the spaces between them. Developing a waxy coating. Evergreen trees like pines and spruces have needles with a waxy coating that helps them retain water. Using bark as insulation, bark protects the living tissue beneath it from freezing temperatures. Trees can still experience damage during winter, especially if exposed to extreme conditions. For example, if the sap inside a tree freezes, it can expand and crack the bark. But trees always know that spring and summer will indeed return after winter. As proof, before trees drop their leaves in the fall, they already have leaf buds formed for the following spring. These buds are formed at the end of summer, while they have energy to grow before the days get cooler and shorter. Buds are packages of tiny leaves, stems, and sometimes flowers, protected through the winter by tough, waterproof scales. Trees make the world a better place for everyone. And here's a poem for today by Joyce Kilmer. Trees. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. a tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. Trees by Alfred Joyce Kilmer. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to look fondly at a tree today.